Okay, we left off yesterday, so we were just trying to really fine-tune this idea of a difference in halacha between a suffix and mitzvah. You guys okay in the back? Yeah, okay. Between a suffix and mitzvah and a suffix and halacha. Why in the world would anybody care whether something is a suffix and mitzvah, suffix and halacha? Because we saw a whole theory developing that a suffix and mitzvah is governed by the rules of chazaka and ekara, whereas a suffix and halacha may not be subject to those rules because... So we spent a lot of time trying to prove the existence of this principle. It may be a machlekes derif in the Rosh. At least that was one possibility from yesterday's sugya. But then even a niach, that there is such a concept, again, this highly controversial concept of a difference between a suffix and a lach and a suffix and a mitzias, was still not sure exactly how to define the difference. There are many svekas in halacha. When Rabbi Pliny says something, Rabbi Pliny says something else, which are ultimately, you know, rooted in Sfeikas and Metzias. That means it's Rabbi Pliny's interpretation of the Metzias and Rabbi Amini's interpretation of the Metzias. So do those qualify as Sfeikas in Halacha, or do those qualify as Sfeikas in Metzias? So that's critical for our sugya, because at the end of the day, the whole Rosh, who said that Sfeikas v'dikas chametz goes lakula, we don't take into consideration the cheskas in a bodach, the cheskas isser, cheskas chametz to the house. That's assuming that that's treated in halacha as a suffix in halacha, even though it's clearly just different on the Amoraim's perception of what the metzias is. So we have to really test that case. How do you test that? So you got a little sugi bama baser. So comes the Gemara cheskas about them with the following discussion. Comes to the Gemara Bava Basra and talks about a very questionable Migo. We went through all the details of the Migo. Yes, we have to repeat all the timers between our Torah and Rothenberg, all the Chagadah from yesterday. Bottom line is, there's a suffix whether a particular Migo is an acceptable Migo or not. So the Rashbam understood the Gemara's Maskana and Masechas Bava Basra is that what do you do when you have a suffix Migo? So you just let everything rest. Let everything stay the way it is. Don't budge. So by the karka, we give it to the person who's living in the karka, misafik. And in the case of the halva, we're not going to make you pay the loan, not going to pay back misafik. That's pretty much where we left it. So frek toizakash against the Rashbam, if a safik migo is really treated as a safik, in karka, when you have svekos in karka, so what do? You don't follow the guy who's living in the karka, that's meaningless. What do you follow? What do you follow when you have a suffering karka? No?
The
Chesed Merkama. So why do you follow the Chesed Merkama here? What kind of story is that? That you have a suffering karka, therefore the guy who's living in the house stays in Lampedon. If it's really a suffering, you should follow the Chesed Merkama. So Tosfos says, Medal Sei Rashbam, this suffering is different. Manishal in this suffering is most fakus. Shem Yesh Lechalik, Zik Tosfos. What's the Shem Yesh Lechalik? Zakir B'Kedegar, the Shem Yesh Techalik of Tosfos is exactly this point. What we spoke about yesterday with the Kutnis HaSfeikis. This suffix, when you have amigo, Rabba says it is amigo, and Rav Yosef says it's not amigo. So each one of the great Amoraim is arguing, is expressing a halachic opinion about the validity of lack thereof of this amigo. Says Rav B'Kedegar, B'Dasa Rashbam, that's called a suffix in halacha. And a suffix in halacha, cheskes merkama doesn't work. You know why cheskes merkama doesn't work? Because cheskes merkama is nothing more than a chazaka mekara, i.e. in yesterday shia. And before chazaka, ishtana hadin. So if Kivega plugs in everything we've been saying now, we talked about not applying chazaka mekara by chametz, we spoke about not applying chazaka mekara by haknas hakefel. And now Zechim Kivega replying, not applying Chazaka Mekara, a suffix Migo. What kind of a suffix is this if there's a Migo or not? What do you mean there's a Migo, not a Migo? What is a Migo? But you say the basic role of a Migo is to be familiar with the Metzias is. Is the guy lying or not? The whole goal of a Migo is he telling to his Mishnah on the truth? So Rabbah had a certain way of interpreting the Metzias. Rabbah thought that the Metzias dictates that he's probably telling the truth. And therefore we can't apply the rule of Migo. And Rav Yosef is saying no, that he's probably not telling the truth. and therefore we cannot apply the rule of being out. This kind of a suffix is a perfect example of a suffix between different opinions of great Rabbanim and Dayanim that is emanating from an interpretation of Metzias. Rabba sized up the Metzias as such. The lie detecting test that Rabba is administering is pointing in the direction that he probably is telling the truth. The lie detecting test that Rav Yosef is administering is pointing in the direction probably not telling the truth. Great Rabbanim are arguing about what the Metzias is, and he's yet telling the truth and he's telling the truth. So what do you do? What do you do in such a case? So what's that called? Is that called the suffering in Allah, suffering in Metzias? Or if you make a test, that's called the suffering in Allah. So that's good for us. But that's goof for the Nakud that Yosemech takes the task from the Kivagan. Yosemech says he doesn't believe that's a Pshat Taisus. What is a Pshat Taisus? Hopefully we'll get the Chasabat in a few years from now, sometime, some Gilgal, we'll come back to this Sugya. Says the Yosemech, he can't accept the Kivagan's beer in the Sugya, because it's lo ola adas, look Yosemech, that a suffix in Halacha that's rooted in Metzias should be anything different than a plain old Chazacha Metzias. I'm saying plain out Safek Metzias. And just as Sfekis and Metzias are subject to the rules of Chazaka Meikara, so too a halachic Safek that emanates from a doubt of what the Metzias is vital called a Safek and Metzias. And it's vital would be subject to Chazaka Meikara. So when all the dust settles, our shayla that we left hanging yesterday, at the end of Shia, how do we view these funny Sfekis? Are they Sfekis and Halach Safek and Metzias? The answer is it's a machlekes of the Kivegu and the Yosemeach. What did Tosus or did not Tosus say in Masechet Mitzvot? So let's get back to Masechet Pesachim. We've had a long, long, detour down the road. Vasser was a nice place to come. Let's get back to Chametz, what I say. Let's put the Rosh on hold for a minute. Let's go back to the Gemara itself. The Gemara raised the question, Cheskel Sabotek, when Cheskel Sabotek, Lamar Nafkamina, you have to dig his Chametz or not, right? Again, assuming the guy's not around. The guy's around asking, that's easy. But the guy went on his trip. He's already halfway to Honolulu. But I want to know, he's already going on the next year's Pesach program to Dubai. Okay? Your first dibs at the Dubai Pesach program. I imagine, if by some chance COVID's over by then, that'll be a pretty hot spot to go to for Pesach. Hot spot, Tarte Mashma. It's probably pretty warm in there. Okay, now we're going to try the impossible. We're going to try to get drink the water without dismantling the entire microphone mask system. Everyone watch and see. Can the rabbi do this? One, say to him, two. What comes off? Pretty impressive, Mr. Alter. I'm telling you, I practiced this for many hours last night doing that. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, you guys can get the sense, but I'm about 100 feet away from the Tamid and I can't scream, so let's just try to keep the... Yesterday, as I was screaming above the lawnmower, that seems to always mow. That's why I like Tuesday Shiach. The lawnmowers only start at 12 o'clock. You may notice? They don't mow the lawns on, except for Tuesdays at 11 o'clock. They must have Bible in the afternoon, the lawnmower guys. Okay. All right, back to our story. So, back to the Gemara. Don't forget about Basel. Put it in the back burner. Back to Pesachim. So the Gemara tells us that the bottom line, Achrei Kechlesa Kol is, if you're really not sure whether it's Cheskas Abadik or not, then you have to check again. You have to earn the Sada question. You have to do B'dikas Chametz again. And the age-old question is, what happened to Sfeik Darban Lekula? So one answer was Shah Melech, that it's a suffix against the Cheskas Issa. That was answer number one. Answer number two is about to present itself. The Abdominic answer number two is a Gemara later on in Daftes. I am so excited. I cannot wait to get to this. To get enough test of obeys. Don't worry, you have to wait till after Pesach for that. But those who win the Shiach Chul this year know exactly what I'm talking about, because one of our favorite topics, Kavua, appears in the test of obeys. Ring a bell? Okay? Good. Comes to come up with the following Shiloh. Hopefully not too comic Shiloh, but it is, your mother's not going to be happy. But I have 10 piles of food. 9 of them are Kosher Pesach, matzah. One of them is chametz. Can't tell which is which. A mouse runs over to the piles. I'm watching the whole thing. Mickey runs over to the piles, grabs something in his mouth, and runs into the house. It's like a Dr. Seuss. The mouse ran into the house. We want to know now what. What's the din? No, who remembers? Who saw the Gemara? If you ask me, what would I say? If you don't know anything about Kavua, what would you say? What are the odds that you have a problem here? Very unlikely. The 90% chance you have a problem, right? Because 9 out of the 10 piles was matzah. Hiram Lahatas, comes the Gemara, says wrong. The famous din, if there are 10 stores selling meat, 9 of them are selling kosher meat, 1 of them selling terrific meat. We need a guy from last year to help chime in this a little bit, okay? So all the Tina guys, listen very, very carefully, all right? All right, the guys who are, most of them are live here, listen very, very carefully because you'll appreciate the stores. The guys from the Five Towns, I haven't been in Central Avenue in a long time, so I can't share the stores. The guys on Pico, the last time I ate a hot dog and Nathan's hot dog, it was a long time ago, so I don't know what the stores there are, so please bear with me, I'm just going to do what I know. So I got 10 stores here. Okay, we got Doggies, we got Chickies, we got the Humble Toast, what do we got? Schnitzel Plus, Chopsticks, Yala, I mean, they don't all sell the same food, but who cares? Okay, fine. And there's one store. That one store has a kiyum in this world for one reason alone, because otherwise you wouldn't have a case to talk about. What's the one store? The Corner. It's the Caribbean store, it's called. I think the Caribbean something or other. Caribbean Express. What? Caribbean something or other, right? Okay. So in the Corner, those who know, is a landmark. It's on the corner what kind of Chubbies? You make a left, you bump into it, okay? Before you turn the corner, all right? So, bottom line is, you find a piece of meat on the floor, and you have no idea, did it come from the non-kosher stores or from the one trafer stores? So the dinner's your fellow rave. You're allowed to eat the meat. But what if that's not what happened? What if I was taking a walk, and I was listening to a Shia, and I wasn't paying attention, my wife told me to go shopping, and I wasn't, mamash, not holding in this world, I walked into one of the stores, and I walk out, and I'm holding a piece of chicken, and I have no idea where it came from. It's a good chance it probably came from a kosher store, but you never know. You know, I didn't hear the music in the Caribbean stores. I could, or some of the stores in the, some of the music in the other place, you can't tell which is the, you know, which could necessarily be. That was a, whatever. It's a sideshow. And I have, my mom have a little sense. I come home, I tell my wife, I have no idea which store I got from. So she says to me, well, aren't 9 out of the 10 stores under the RCBC? Isn't that what I do for a living? Not for a living, but I do for fun. You help the Ashkochan down. So isn't it a rove? So the answer is no. The Gemara says that that's called Kavua. Kavua means that the Issa, the potential suffix didn't come to me. It's not like I found a piece of meat on the floor. I went to the Makama Issa. So the Issa is stationary. The Issa is Kavua B'mkomo. The Heta is Kavua B'mkomo. The Issa is Kavua B'mkomo. I went to the Issa. If you ask the statisticians, they would say to you, who cares? But in Halacha, we care. Because whenever the Dover also is Kavua B'mkomo, we have a rule called Kola Kavua Kebechza Mechza Dami. Don't try to figure out why it's true. You'll never figure it out. Okay? It's Xeris Akosa, the Gemara Mishnah from Sukkim. Reb Chaim Brisker said he never figured it out. So if you want to figure it out, Gezundahei, Reb Chaim said he never understood it. All right? That's the way it is. Kavua, kol kavua, kemechta mechta dami. Finished. That's the end. Kachnim, Malach Mashir. Finished. That's the story. So you can't eat the meat midiraisa. Comes the Gemara and says, when I'm watching this mouse go over to the piles, that's kavua. Why is that called Kavua? I'm not going over to the piles. Who remembers from last year? What's that called? Piresh Lefaneinu, right? Since I'm watching the mouse in action, that's the halakha equivalent of me walking into the store. If I would be, I'm saying to home now, I'm not watching, and a mouse comes running out with a piece of something in its mouth, I don't know what it is, that's called Roy, that's called Piresh. But Kozman, that I'm watching the mouse go towards the Bekomas Kavuim, that's the equivalent of me walking into the store. That's the problem of Kavua. So Gemara says, therefore, we apply the rule of called Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami, and you have a problem. You have a huge problem. The question is, you have a huge problem of what? What exactly is your problem? What Shiloh are we even discussing? So Rashi in the spot says, where did that mouse go? Let's all say it together, back to Dr. Seuss. The mouse ran, and the mouse ran into the house. And now I want to know, Rabbi, do I have to do B'dikas Chametz on this house? I just finished 6 hours of doing B'dikas Chametz on the house. It's 4 o'clock in the morning in Erev Pesach. I'm finishing the last 30 blad in the Masech. I'm supposed to make a Sibah Chayimin in the next 2 hours. And I'm stuck now. I have to do another B'dikas Chametz because the mouse ran into the house. So Gemara says, yo, you got to do another B'dikas Chametz. The mouse ran into the house. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. So Frek Tosis, what do you have to make with chametz? Kol kavu kemechta mechtadam, it means it's a suffix. What did the mouse run into the house? You don't know for sure. You don't know, I mean, you know the mouse ran in, you don't know that he brought chametz in. It's only a 50-50 chance. I mean, it's really, truly, statistically, of course, we all know, all the math majors, and where Barak's going to tell me, it's really a 90% chance. But the halacha majors, the Jewish studies majors will tell you, no, it's a 50-50 chance. It's up here, halacha, kol kavu kemechta mechtadam. So Frek Tosis against Rashi, Zolzayin, it's a suffix because chametz is only derabbanan. But we forgot the Gemara, the rice from Vitul Abisagi. We forgot the first 2 weeks this year. Because chametz is only derabbanan. So because chametz is only derabbanan, the whole shayla is only a derabbanan shayla. So good, Zolzayin, kol kavu kemechta mechtadam. Whoop de doo, kol kavu kemechta mechtadam. It should still be okay. That's the kasha Tosis posed against Rashi. So Bishlam, in the case of the treifos, eating treifos, it is a deraisa, so safi deraisa of chumah. But the Gizchon should be a safi deraisa of chumah. That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis says the only way to salvage Rashi is an okimta. Hocham ma'eskinim. What's the hocham ma'eskinim? You know what? Yeah, I can't hear it. In the bittul. We have to turn the shayla into a deraistic shayla. So the very simple mechanic to do that is just take out the kochamir card and throw it into the garbage. So now it's 4 o'clock the afternoon of Pesach. I can't do bittul because it's manisser. So now I have to be done. Rabbi, am I mechudim tikus chometz now? Now I have a deraistic shayla tikus chometz. Remember the round of Aleph? No one remembers the round. If you didn't do bittul, then bittikus for sure deraisa. So now we have a whole brand new shayla. We haven't done bittul. Now we have a deraistic shayla and bedika. So now we can't rely on Rav because kukubuki mechzimachzim. Now we're in a pickle. That's how the sugya must play out according to Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. But Tosis says that's the only way to be pshat in Rashi. Comes Tosis nearly hamloim by that there's a simple pshat in the Gemara. What's a simple pshat in the Gemara? It's not a question of a mouse running into a house. What's the shayla? It's a mouse running to us and putting what? Taking this piece of food and putting it where? On my plate. I want to eat it for lunch. I want a rabbi. Is it chometz or not? This story is not even happening on Erev Pesach. This story is happening on the third day of Chol HaMoed. A mouse ran into a house. It ran up to the piles. It grabbed one of the piles of chometz and matzah. I don't know which one it is. And now we're not going to eat it. Again, putting aside the sanitary issue of eating when it came out of a mouse's mouth. We're not talking about that. We're not interested in that right now. Okay? All right? If we want to know, Allah, can I eat this piece of matzah / chametz? Questionable matzah, questionable chametz. So, comes Tyson and says, that makes sense already. That's a derastic shayla. That's the suffering of the Gemara. So we have three possibilities in the Gemara. Either the Gemara is talking about a suffering of bedikas chametz, without pittul, that seems to be what Rashi is saying. Or the Gemara is talking about with a suffix of bedikas chametz. I'm sorry, according to Rashi, it sounds like even with pittul, and some for some reason with machmer. Tosa says, bedas Rashi, maybe, hachmas kini war mevatel. And Tosa said, no case is wrong. The case is not even talking about pittul, it's not even talking about bedikas, it's talking about achila. So that machlaikya, so those three possibilities appear in a Rambam and a Rabbit as well. That according to the Rambam quotes this Gemara vis-a-vis B'dikas Chometz, doesn't say a word, yeah, bittul, nish bittul. The Rambam says, you want to say pshat, that's talking about B'dikas Chometz, because in the hey, hachem askinu, and you weren't mevatel. But if you were mevatel, then the game's over, it's only 70 Rabban Lekula. So there seems to be some sheet this year in Yishayinu, probably Rashi, probably the Rambam, who read the Gemara Kepshuto, that we're talking about a suffix of B'dikas Chometz, and bittul was already done, and we're still slamming you over the head and saying, sorry, Charlie, no choice. Can anyone give me a beer? Why? Why should that be so? The Hechatesi should say that suffering because chametz is l'chumra. Why should that be? If you don't want to go down the first route of cheskesis, that was the last beginning of the sugya. Have you heard about the Mishnah? The most famous Magen Mishnah of all of us comes to Matzah. Comes the Magen Mishnah and says, "Vanishtano, bedikas chametz from Allah, smekas to Rabbanu Lekula." Zokter nishtana v'nishtana. It's very, very different. You know why? Who saw the Mega Mishnah? Nobody saw the Mega Mishnah.
Chilas Esa.
No, leaving out, that was the first Eretz. Something independent, a new answer. Why would Chazal Masachah B'dikas Chometz? At the end of the day, I don't know this Chometz here. If I knew this Chometz here, I don't need Chazal to tell me B'dikas Chometz. I just go under the bed and take the Chometz and throw it out. If I know that I got a pizza in the freezer, I need a mishnah of all of us to B'dikas Chometz. I got to gather my kids together and make a little scene with a candle and a little feather and a wooden spoon. I just take the pizza out of the freezer and throw it into the garbage. Throw it into the fire. The whole B'dikas Chometz was Nisken Allah Sofek. It was instituted because you dafka don't know what this Chometz here. So since you don't know what it is chametz here, and you don't know what this chametz here, therefore, Chazal v'misaking that suffik b'dikas chametz is by definition l'chumra, because he b'dikas chametz. That is b'dikas chametz. Everything is chametz is suffik. If it wasn't, if there was no suffik, if I know this chametz, I get rid of the chametz. If there's no chametz, I don't do anything. But the whole b'dikas chametz was nisken on the suffik. You can't turn around and be a smart aleph and say, sorry, Rabbi, I don't have to be a chometz. Sofik chometz b'chul kula. That's a joke. If sofik b'dikas chometz would be the kula, there'd never be a mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is nisken al sofik. That's the famous klal of the Magen Mishnah. Again, Tosfos obviously didn't buy into that. The Raiva didn't buy into that, but the Magen Mishnah claims that b'das Rambam, possibly b'das Rashi as well. If this Magen Mishnah would be correct, this would be a whole second beer in a sugya. Why is it that the Gemara says Allah Tzadik Cheskaso in a Baduk? If we're not sure the house was Baduk, so why do you have to go and do B'dikas Chometz again for Vos? Typically, Sveik Adar Ban Lekula. So the first answer we gave was it didn't Klali. That's based on the Shah Melech. That the answer Klali was that, well, you never say Sveik Adar Ban Lekula when there's Cheskaso. That was one answer. So Aydia Shleimah. Not it didn't Klali in Sveik Adar Ban Lekula. It didn't Pratim B'dikas Chometz. Because Chometz is not an ishtana from Allah, the Sveik is the Rabban. Because Mekar Nisker Allah suffering. So we have two very, very different approaches. We have the Kholistic answer, the touch that all the rules of Sveik, the Rabban, the Kula, the Makam Cheskis, and then we have the Protestant answer that Chometz is not different because Mekar Nisker Allah suffering. Rabbi, do you have any third possibilities? Who has to the Mamma Kermis? The third possibility. Among the most famous Rishonim in Maseches Pesachim, I don't think we have any other Masechta for them. Anyone saw? I put on the Maamar Kermes. No, that we saw. Maam Chalava. Who was Maam Chalava? I don't know. His name was Ramesha Chalava. I don't know. I don't. We have to read the introduction to say for where. I don't remember who he was. A Talmud or who was a Rebbe? I don't remember. We have his parish of Maseches Pesachim. Did he write it on the Masechus also? I don't know. Pasha didn't research it, the Maram Chalava. But he's from the Gedolei HaRishayim, Masechus, you learn Masechus Pesachim, you will inevitably quote him many times. So I don't know whether we quote him yet, but here's the first one. Comes the Maram Chalava in our Gemara and says, Sveikad Rabban Lekul is nice and cute and wonderful, but it's a last resort, sucked the Maram Chalava. It's not something you're supposed to live your life based on. If all else fails, then you can throw up your hands and say, Sveik Adar Ban Lekula. But if you can avoid it, you better try to avoid it at all costs. Therefore, a guy is a Sofik, whether he has to do B'dikas Chometz or not, go do B'dikas Chometz, then you won't have to rely on the Sofik anymore. There's a way to rectify the problem. There's some Yisur not rectifiable. What am I going to do? I can't rectify it. Here, there's an easy way to avoid the suffix. Why rely on Sveik Adar Ban Lekula? You don't have to zokta Maram Chalava. It's very easy. Just do B'dikas Chometz and call it a day. Now notice that mindset of Maram Chalava, that Sveik Adar Ban Lekula has to be rectified if so. Is that the same as something that we spoke about earlier on? Namely in the last sugya, L'ma Nafkimina what?
Evshelavar, Evshelavar.
Evshelavar, is that the same? Is that the same Yisoid Ram Chalava is saying? Clearly not, and I'll tell you why. Remember how the Gemara set up the suffix? The Gemara said, what's the din? Can we assume people are Baidik or not? If you assume people are not Baidik, then you have to B'dikas Chometz. If you assume people are Baidik, then you don't really have to B'dikas Chometz. What do you have to do? You have to what? You have to make the phone call. You have to Efshel Avar. You have to, if the guy's around, you better go find him. Don't assume you're good to go. You better be Avar if you can. Right? So remember, so we have two different levels and layers, so to speak, in the sugya. We have to play it both ways. Al hatzad that cheskaso baduk. So then I don't really have to do b'dikas chametz again and prove positive. If you really truly believe cheskaso baduk, if the guy's out of town, do you have to do it again? What's the answer? No. Right? That's fair shidigma. So if you hold cheskaso baduk, you don't really have to do b'dik over again, but you have to try to be mevar if you can, rather than just simply avoid, rather than simply relying on cheskaso baduk. If you hold that ain't cheskaso baduk, then if the guy's not around, what do you have to do? If you hold ain't cheskaso baduk, what do you have to do? You can't do a new b'dikas chametz. If you hold ain't cheskaso baduk, so then you have to do mamash new b'dikas. You know the guy's not around, doesn't matter. You have to do new b'dikas chametz. So clearly there are dargas, there are degrees of how much you have to rectify. So let's put them into real halachic terminology for us. If you have a rov, which is chesachasa baduk, if you have a real super duper rov, a 92.5%, I don't know what number is, I have no idea anymore. If you have a real bona fide chesachasa baduk working in your favor, so push comes to shove, you don't have a chavis bidig anymore. If the guy's not around, just forget about it, enjoy your yontif. If the guy's around, he should be a nice guy, go the extra mile, he says yes. And he asked the question whether he was baduk or not. So that's all within the world if you have a rove. So when you have a rove on your side, you don't really have to be concerned, except you really should ask. When you don't have a rove on your side, and you're simply relying on Sveika Dabana Makula, then the Ma'am Chalava throws the book in and says, no, wait a second, you can't just stop relying on Sveika Dabana Makula just like that and call it a day. You don't just have to ask, you've got to do an awful lot more than asking. What do you got to do? You gotta get your hands and knees and be baidik for 6 hours because there's a way to rectify the suffix. So basically, what the Ma'am Chalava is developing for us is there are two different dargas, two different degrees of rectification. There's a she'ela bi'alma, there's a tircha meruba. When you have a rove, the halacha requires of you a she'ela bi'alma. That was lechad chil tikka she'ela bi'alma. Remember that? Some Mishan Mechun Hal don't even have to do that, but you know, tar some chala roves. But we paskin, the simple root of the Gemara is tzarech l'shol. You have to try to be mevar. You don't have to be retoreach. If the guy's out of town, if you hold really cheskas baduk, you don't have to do another b'dikas chametz. So to rectify a problem as a rove working in your favor, you simply have to do a she'ela b'yama, even b'yama. To rectify a problem that doesn't have a rove working in your favor, that's a sveika, that's a doubt, that's a 50-50 doubt, and you want to rely on sveika d'rabanan l'kula, that's not enough in Ian B'Alma. You need much more than that. For that, you need a Tircha Merubah. You have to really, really, you're not allowed to lie. It's Tircha Merubah Kula. That's a load of Ma'am Chalav. Who here read that Ma'am Chalav? Who here Chav realized Ma'am Chalav is telling you two different categories, two different nuances of rectification. Do we have any precedent for this idea that Tircha Merubah Kula is something really bad? Something that we really don't want to rely on? Something that we're really stuck with at the last minute? Do we? Do we have any mocha that is done in Rishayim? Says the famous Ran in Maseches Pesachim, in Arab Pesachim. Gemara quotes Machlekes Amoraim concerning the mitzvah derabanan of Haseba. You have to lean at the left side of the Lel Haseder. You have to lean at different stages in the Seder. So everyone agrees Chazal and Masakeh, and they have to lean during the drinking of Kaisa Shoyayim. But there was Machlekes in the Gemara. Which of the kosas? Everyone agrees you don't have to lean in all four. One day the Gemara says you have to lean the first two, and the other day says you have to lean the last two. It's a Gemara, famous Gemara in Avi Pesach. So the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Because we don't know which ones to lean at. The Gemara says you have to lean in all four. All four. Why do you have to lean in all four? Why don't you say, Sfek Teo Banakul, call it a day? So there are many, many answers to this question. We're going to focus on one, which is not the most popular one. It's one of the two answers that the Ran gives. The other one is definitely the more popular one. Tied to the Sasser one, those who know what I'm talking about. But the less popular answer the Ram says, you know why you have to lean for all four? You're drinking the wine anyway. So what's the difference whether you drink the wine azoy or you drink the wine azoy? It's not like we're telling you to do any grandiose tircha. We're telling you just to lean to the side a little bit. We're not telling you to turn the world upside down. We're not telling you to wait 6 hours. We're telling you, instead of getting 3 drops of water on your kittel, you'll get 6 drops of water on your kittel. What's the big deal? The Ran says, Sveik Rabban Lakula is not supposed to be relied upon when it's so easy to avoid. Is that what the Maram Chalava is saying? Absolutely not. The Maram Chalava is saying a billion times more than that. The Maram Chalava is saying, when you have a rove, maybe you should try to avoid it a little bit. When you have a Sveik Rabban Lakula, you better turn the world upside down to avoid it. Sveik Rabban Lakula is when all else fails. There is no other way to solve the problem, then you can rely on Sveik Rabban Lakula. But if there's any shape or form to solve the problem, then you're not allowed to rely on Sveik Rabban Lakula. So Imam Chalava is 20 steps more than Duran. Duran is also a Chesh. I don't want to agree to Duran, by the way. Duran is one, is half a tzar, half a diagram, that you're not supposed to rely on Sveik Rabban Lakula if you can avoid it easily. That's all Duran said. Imam Chalava said, even if it's a million times harder, you're still not supposed to rely on Sveik Rabban Lakula. So this Ram Chalav is very difficult because there's a Gemara Brachas that Chafalov that says, if you're not sure whether you did a mitzvah derabanan, the Gemara says you don't have to do it over again. Let's say I don't remember what the Chalav says, you don't have to do it again. Let's say I don't remember when I shook a lulav on the third day Chalamot. It's not a derabanan anyway, I don't have to shake it. If I don't know when I shook on the first day, I have to shake again. That's a Sabbat Raisa. Let's say a guy doesn't remember whether he ate matzah that night. So then he has to eat matzah again. Sabbat Raisa L'chomer. Let's say he doesn't remember whether he ate maror. He doesn't have to eat the maror. It's fair shake a bar. Sabbat Raisa L'chomer by mitzvahs. According to Ram Chalava, just eat the maror again. What's the big deal? So Bishlam, according to the Ran, who said that Sveik Rabban Lakula doesn't apply when there's a tircha. When there's no tircha, then you shouldn't rely on it. But there's a little tircha, then you don't have to be matriach. So I understand what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying, you're drinking the wine anyway, so just drink the wine leaning to your left. That's like most of the aim of tircha klal, is try to miyais tavatikara. But to tell the guy to go eat a whole other piece of matzah, a whole other piece of marash, go run back to shul and get his lulav again, those are dvarim shel tircha. So then I understand Sveik Rabban Lakula. But according to Ram Chalav, who just upped the ante, who upped the standard, said, you got to be more religious, you got to be firmer than that. You're not allowed to rely on Sveik Rabban Lakula, period. It is a way out. Big tircha, little tircha, semi tircha, million days, going to take you 6 hours on the floor under the bed again. Tough luck. You're not allowed to rely on Sveik Rabban Lakula. So how does the Ram Chalav read that Gemara in Brachas? It's about Safek by Mitzvah Rabban. I don't know the answer. Anyone has any idea how to read the Ram Chalav? That's been bothering me. I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know the answer to the question, but I have a question of my own.
Okay.
Which is, at least before you were reading, you said it mattered to the Maram Chalava whether you had a rove in your favor or not. And I don't see that in the Maram Chalava. He never uses the word rove.
No, look, the Gemara calls Chaskas HaBaduk, we're just calling a fancy schmancy rove. Now you want to know why am I keep on mixing and matching the terms rove and Chaskas HaBaduk. That's what's bothering us, Alter. You're going to have to come back after Sukkot and Netzashem, because that's the next segment. Okay? The Gemara never says the word rov in our entire sugya. I've been saying it, and there's a reason I've been saying it, but you got to come back to find out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, with this idea of the cool, like, go back to the sound of tears up, would that apply
to the drop of the ball? I don't think so, because they have something to lose. The idea of the Ron is they don't need to lose.
Can you please repeat questions from
the sorry. The question from 4,000 feet back was, would you say the same svara by suffic brachas? Let's say we say, you don't make a bracha, suffic to Rabban Lakula, suffic brachas to Hakel. But I say, well, I want to be extra firm, I'll make the bracha. So you know, you can't do that, because there you're risking bracha batala. You have nothing to lose by leaning. What's going to happen if you lean when you drink the wine? Nothing, so a little more water, spit on the floor. What's the big deal? Okay?
Can you
do me suffic. Everything's me suffic, so it's not baltos. So again, so this is a gevaldik yechidish here. Ram Chalav is the third beer in the Gemara. So we have three very, very different working pshatim in the Gemara. It's clear for the Gemara that if you hold Ein Chaskas HaBaduk, so then you got to do B'dikas Chametz again. So we pose the question, why? We don't have to Sveik Rabban Lakula. So answer number one was the Sheir HaMelech that you have, a Cheskes Isser. Answer number two was that the Malki Mishnah, that B'dikas Chametz is different because Mikar Nizkal HaSafik. And answer number three, I don't know why breakout rooms are open here. Hold on. What? What did I do? Just X the thing? I'll just hit that X? Good. Okay, good. Okay. That was very high tech for me. Okay, hit the X. Right. And answer number three is Ma'am Chalav, that it is Safek Yom HaLekula, but tough. You still got to work. You got to work even more than just a little bit. Much, much more than just She'ela B'Alma of the Rans. You got to do the real, real, real Makoy. You got to really, really be Matriach. So basically, comes about Chalava, and assuming that he's right, and we have a lot of questions on the hesitations, then he goes one step further. Anyone see on the extension of Ram Chalava? I left put the whole thing on, right? What does Ram Chalava go one step further, past the sugya? He says, by the way, now that we've established that you have to turn the world upside down rather than relying on Tzvev D'Rabban L'Kula, so too you have to turn the entire world upside down rather than relying on what Rabbi say? What? Then some of our favorite words. How can you get kavu and tzveik in the same shir and not get excited? Rabbi say, tzveik is the famous among Ksubas Taftas. And when you have a shayla, and it's a suffix, you don't know what to do. Tzveik device in the chumra. Now you have two tzveikas that are converging, combining together. Maybe it's mutter for reason one, and maybe not. And even in terms of lumber, it's also for reason one, maybe reason two is mutter. So that's a Gemara Ksubas Taftas. Tzveik is mutter by their isis. So Kumtum Ram Chalav and says, what if you have a situation where I don't really want to rely on the sugya? I can avoid the reliance on the sugya. I could do something, get some more information, and not hide behind Sveika. Says Ram Chalav, you better get moving and get the information. You can't just rely on Sveika just like that. Zokta Ram Chalav, the same way that you're not supposed to rely on Sveika Ban Lakula when you can be Mevarer it, and you got to turn the world upside down to be Mevarer it. That's the Agamara. That's the Ma'am Chalava's way of reading. Nisht Shah Melech, Nisht Magid Mishnah. He's a Rishayim. He needs a right to read the Gemara the way he wants. The Gemara is telling us this klal that Sveik D'Rabban L'Kula doesn't apply when you can turn the world upside down, get under the bed for 6 hours, and avoid Sveik D'Rabban L'Kula. Zokte Hu Dinami, you should avoid relying on Sveik Sveik, you don't have to. You should turn the world upside down to avoid relying on Sveik Sveik. Wow. Anyone know a ramification of that? That's a huge ramification. There's a famous Shach, Ruch Zavelos, that quotes from one of the Bishem, the Sefer Rekech. Sefer Rekech writes that if you have a woman who's married to a Kohen, and she's pregnant, so it's not so simple that she's allowed to go to a cemetery or go to a funeral. Why? There's a 50-50 chance that she's carrying a boy. If she's carrying a boy, then you're not allowed to be with Tami a Kohen Kotlin. It's an Issa Deraisa. If I take a baby Kohen for a walk on a baby carriage in the cemetery, that's an Issa Deraisa. So says the Sefer Rekech, the Ashes Kohen Rebaris can't go to the cemetery. Because who knows? Maybe she's carrying a boy. So the Sefer Rekech, no, it's okay. You know why it's okay? Because it's a what? It's a famous what? What's the Sveik Sveik? Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl. It's a boy, maybe what? Maybe it's a nation, maybe it won't be a Bar Kayam even. That's not a 50-50 chance, it won't be, but the Sefer Kech seem to understand that even a Suffolk Koldo is good enough to mitzvah, if at least to the second of the Sveikas, perhaps. That's a whole other topic enough for now. So famous Shach quotes this Sefer Rekech. So come to Paiskim and throw down a penalty marker in this Bizman Azeh. Very often a woman knows that she's carrying a boy. You already had a sonogram, she knows it's a boy. She knows it's a boy, then the bet's off. What if she doesn't know it's a boy yet? And now she wants to go to a funeral. She wants to go to a cemetery. She's in medical school. She wants to be able to work in anatomy or something. So she wants to become Tommy Tumas Mace. She doesn't know what she's carrying. So could she just close her eyes and say, I followed the Rekech, I'm a Thomas and Rekech, and everything's hunky-dory. Could one argue as follows? In the days of the Rekech, it was the Yesh Levara. Someone was just telling me the other day about one of these boomites. Says, you know, if you carry this way, that way, the other way, it's a simple move if you're carrying a boy. Right? And if you do this and this, it's a simple move if you're carrying a girl. So the correct answer to all those boomites is the fuck them are, they are very, very reliable. 50% of the time. Okay? So that means they're basically worthless. So Rabbi say, in Bizman, there was no way of knowing whether you're carrying a boy or a girl, but things have changed a little bit. A woman goes for a sonogram, she knows, but she hasn't had a sonogram yet. Her insurance company is not paying for the sonogram. She's supposed to go to a funeral this morning. The insurance company is not particularly interested in paying for a sonogram because they hold like the Sefer Rekech. But now she wants to know, can I go to the cemetery or am I mechuyev to go lay out $500 to go get my own sonogram done? to see maybe I'm carrying a boy. Am I allowed to rely on a Sveik Sveik? It's a big tircha rav. It's a lot of money. I mean, kolo, my husband kolo, it's that's a month's rent.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
The Magen Avraham, the Tara Blua?
Yeah, so the Magen Avraham. So the Emes Lamito is that the Magen Avraham disagrees with the whole Sefer Akeach. That's a whole different ballgame. If you go down the Magen Avraham, then the answer, then you're correct. But if the Shach and the Sefer Akeach, obviously they're buy into that. So that's a whole nother Shem. Right. If the Magen Avraham is correct, then the game's over, right?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Even according to the Shach, if the woman wasn't far along enough to even know what the gender was, so then would you say the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. If it's not going to show up in a sonogram, then it's not to talk about, right? Right, that's Yesh Levar, then it's no worse than the good old days of the Rakech. Okay? Anyway, so this is food for thought. Not a Pesach HaMochah, food for thought. So this Maram Chalav is a huge jump. It's a leap of faith. It was a double leap of faith. First of all, he tells you that Tzveik and Rabbanu Lekulas have to be Mevurar, and you have to really turn the world upside down to Mevurar. And then he goes the seventh step and says, and guess what? And even Tzveik Tzveikas, you have to be Mevurar. How did the Maram Chalav know to make that jump, by the way? His Pshat in the Gemara, again, is one out of three chances that his Pshat in the Gemara is. We have three different Pshat in the Gemara. So that's one out of three. He's a Rishon, he can say whatever he wants. But the Gemara is not even talking about Sveik Sveik. How did the Maram Chalav know to make that jump and say, well, just as it's Mucha from Sachar Dav Dalid, if you all date Cheskos Abaduk, that you don't rely on Sveik Dav Lekula because it's Efshel Harer, and you have to be much Riach Dav Harer, and so too, here's the leap of faith, Sveik Sveik also.
Isn't the rule of Sveik Sveik
Hold on, we got to work from the back, we got to steer in, we got two different sounds. Hold on, yeah. Oh, okay, so I think that both from Manhattan to Bergenfeld, I think they're saying the same thing. You are separated by the Hudson River, but I think you're saying the same thing, right? That, obviously, Maram Chalava's understanding is, these two klalim are the same klal. Sveik Sveika being mutter is the klal of Safek Darabanan Lekula. How is that? It's a famous who? No, who's the one? Which great Acharonim put forward this klal? Rashi is the other klal. Okay, the Pirei Gadim and the Pirei Yeshua B'das HaRambam. These Gedolei Olam claim that it's strange. In Ksubas Daf Tes, the Gemara discovers America. There's a klal called Sveik Sveika. The Gemara never tells us where it came from. There's no Mokum and Anubi. How do you know Sveik Sveika? Zok Gedolei Acharonim Pirei Gadim and Yeshua B'das HaRambam. It comes out like this. Famous Shita HaRambam Hilchos Avos Satum is that Min HaTorah all Sveika is a mutter. The whole klal of Sveik Darais L'chum is all in Chumah Midrabanan. The whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, was made up by the Chacham. Whenever you have a suffix, you always put them in a Torah. All you have in front of you is this and the Rabbanan. Now, when that's combined with the second suffix, so now you have a suffix, whether you have a what? A suffix, whether you have a what? Once you have the first suffix, the Daraisi, you're good to go. Moshe Rabbeinu says you're clear. Green light, you're good to go. When you have a seventh suffix, what do you have? You have a suffix, whether you have a dirabana in your hands. So that's why Sveik Sveik is motto Zokti Zecharenim. Sveik Sveik is predicated on the Shita Saramba. So just as by Sveik, just as by suffix dirabana makula, you have to be Batriach, because that's the Maram Chalava's Hope Shah and Gemara, so too by Sveik Sveik, you have to be Batriach, it's the same claw. Who's the bar plucked of all this, Rabbi say? The Rashba. You know why? Because the Rashba holds that Sveik is also been a Torah. So the Rashba could never say this Pshat. Yeah? So why is Sveik Sveik put according to the Rashba? Famous answer. What's the answer? Rabbi said the blackboard robe. What's made the blackboard robe? Sveik Sveik means there are four logical possibilities. Either it's Aser for this reason, or Mutter for this reason, Aser for this reason, Mutter for this reason. If three out of the four boxes point Lakula. In order for the mutter, it only has to have one psach mehetar. The only thing that can do this in is if both factors on the chumrah, then the case is also. But it's like Mendel's genetics or something, right? It means you have to have Isser is a recessive gene, okay? So if the only time that's problematic, pretty good mushroom, right? Like that mushroom with the bio guys. That's pretty right, no? Okay, good. So the only time you have a problem is if you have two strikes against you. But if either one of the boxes has a check-in and has a heter, and you're good to go. So three out of the four logical possibilities are mutter. That's called the right famous chumash rashba. Sveik Sveik is not rooted in Sveik the rice. It's Sveik the rice and kula. Sveik the rabban. It's rooted in the principle of Rav. According to the Rashba, that a Sveik Sveik Mitam Rav, do you think you have to be Matriach and turn the world upside down to avoid relying on it? What do you think? Bring me right from Sochem. What does the Gemara say? If you hold Chaskas or Baduk, then what? What do you have to do? All you have to do is L'shayle. What do you not have to do? You have to B'dika. You have to be Matriach. If you assume that Sveik Sveik is on par with the Rov of our Sugya, that's a very tricky statement because the Gemara never says the word Rov of our Sugya, so you got to trust me in this left of Sukkis. But if our analysis is correct, there are really two different categories in our Sugya. There's the Bandi Omer Chaskas Abadik means there's a Rov. The Bandi Omer Chaskas Abadik, there's no Rov. The Mandi of Chaskas Abadik, you have to just be Shoel. The Mandi of Chaskas Abadik, according to the Marav Chalav, you have to be Matriach. Is a Sveik Sveik the equivalent of Chaskas Abadik or the equivalent of Chaskas Abadik? That depends on the Machlokes, the Achavonim, the Asarav, and the Rashba. If you hold that Sveik Sveik is like Sveik Tamal Nakula, it's rooted in Sveik Tamal Nakula, then it's governed by the rules of Ein Chaskas Abadik, which would require to turn the world upside down. Whereas if you hold that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Rai, like the Rashba, that is probably governed by the rules of Chaskas Abaduk, which means you don't have to turn the world upside down. But what do you have to do? At least Chash ask. Esh L'shaile. So I would say as follows. Let's say a woman's got to go to the funeral. She has a funeral. She's going to a funeral at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she's going for an exam at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the doctor's doing a sonogram. She doesn't want to know what she's having. She wants to be excited. She's not making her with this. What's that nonsense called now? Those gender, what are these called? Yeah, the thing that blew up all the West Coast, right? So, okay. So she doesn't want any of that stuff, right? She's more traditional, more conservative, she's not interested, okay? But she's going to funeral at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I would say that L'choladeh, she should ask, except the Maghrib Allah. Don't hack away the Maghrib Allah for a second, okay? I would say for sure she should ask, right? Because no matter what you think Sveik Sveik is, if your Sveik Sveik is Mitam Sveik Tamar Lekula, then you gotta go spend $1,000 for the sonic. I don't know how much you have to spend. But if you hold that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Rov, so maybe you don't have to be Matriach or the Halacha Kuvim to do it. Maybe you don't have to go make a special appointment, go drive for an hour to the hospital to go get another sonogram. Maybe that you don't have to be Matriach. But Eshel Lishayel, Eshel Lishayel, you're standing in the office saying, no, I don't want to know what's happening. So you don't want to know what's happening, so don't go to the cemetery, don't go to the funeral in the afternoon. But you're an anxious kain, you want to go to the funeral, it's Eshel Lishayel Bakal. So it should be Lishayel Bakal. That would be, again, Phineas Dayti, the modern day, up-to-date Toshin Pei Aleph medical application of this Machlokes Lam Chalav and everybody else. So Rabbi Sai, in case you haven't noticed, this sugya is a loaded sugya. This is an action-packed sugya, coming off on the heels of the previous sugya. These are Sheikh Shmaitis sugya. These are called Tarkul. These are Sveikis and Roves and Sveikis Abundance and Kavod. There's so many Kolam here. Chazaka Mekorach, Chazkas Barakaman, and Mukhsop. Which the world's is coming, all converging on this one suffix of the Gemara. Baruch Hashem for this 1, 3, 4 lines of the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't sure. Imagine Chazal would have known right away one way or the other. We wouldn't have had what's so in the last 2 weeks. So because Chazal weren't sure how to treat this suffix with the Chamitz, this Chazkas Abadim, this has opened up our eyes for so many Klolim and Kol Tereku. In terms of the details, particularly of our Sugya, 3 basic Mahalachim. Shamelach, Magi Mishnah, and Maram Chalav. Rabbi said, there's one Nakuda left that we're not talking about now, because it's going to set the stage for the next Sugya Mitzvah, hopefully after Sukkis. We have, I said a moment ago, we have time and time again thrown in the word Rove into our Sugya, and it doesn't appear in the Sugya at all. The term of the Gemara actually uses is Chaskas Abaduk. Now, we already know the word Chazaka means so many different things. Chazaka is a way of improving the land to buy. Chazaka is a way of Chesed Mashon to prove. Chazaka is a status quo. Chazaka means so many different things. And here the Gemara is using Chazaka almost like the odds are something happened. Most likely, which we kind of think warrants think of Rove. So hopefully that Hashem, the next Sugya is going to be, going to have to fine-tune, part of the next Sugya, to fine-tune what exactly Chazal mean by invoking this phrase, Chaskas Abaduk. What does that mean? How does that fit into the world of Rove? And one of the big, big problems going to emerge in the Sugya is that the regular rules of Rove usually break down in the following. Rove is really good at ascertaining what facts are. Rov is not so good to ascertain that something actually occurred. It's called the Rov HaTomei B'maisa. So that's going to be the next sugya, a whole complicated sugya. It's B'chayras, now the impacts in our sugya. So we have a lot more to do in terms of putting the final touches on this trilogy of sugyas. I thought originally we would finish this before Yom Tov, but if we do that, then we won't have any time for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then any Divrei Chizuk, any Divrei Inyan Diyoma. I assume the oil would like a little bit of Inyan Diyoma the next 2 days. Okay, so we'll put this on hold, let's Hashem till after Sukkot, and hopefully Hashem tomorrow and Thursday we'll do a little bit more Inyan Diyoma. Okay, we'll figure out in terms of my Mekomos or general stuff, and we'll keep you posted as the day goes on. Okay, good, wonderful, have a great day, guys.